Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 13th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and today we do not have Thursday with Bob. I hope you're all sitting down. It'll be fine. We'll get through it together. Since I do not have Bob here with me today to talk to you, instead, it has taken two other Mac Observer folks to take his place. So first up, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Not bad, actually. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. And also here to help all of us cope with the lack of Bob on this episode, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Yes, I'm not sure that even Jeff and I standing on each other's shoulders can fill the Bob-shaped hole in our Thursdays, but
we'll do what we can.
We'll do our best.
We'll try.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about what seemed to be, anyway, as a spectator, some interesting developments from Apple, specifically when it comes to Beats. So first up, we had the news this week that the Beats pill got popped. And now Charlotte is done doing the show.
I like it. Yes, yep. The Beats Pill Plus, which was the latest edition of the Beats pill Bluetooth battery-powered mini speaker thing that lots of people will be familiar with, is no more. Apple has discontinued it. It was actually the first product that ever came out of the Apple Beats takeover. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone knows the pill-shaped, white and black Beats Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a shout out to 9to5 Mac, who reported on this first. I linked to them in my story over on the Mac Observer. And I checked out the Beats and the Apple websites myself. You can't find the product there at all. And if you Google Beats Pill Plus, you can kind of see the remnants of that page. And if you click on a link, it takes you to kind of Q&A and frequently asked questions about using a Beats Pill Plus, but no link anymore to how to buy it.
You know,
there's support forums still there, but nothing else.
Okay.
So it's gone. And it means that Apple and any subsidiaries are no longer selling any speakers branded Beats at all. And there is now no longer a battery powered wireless Bluetooth speaker option. So if you're all thinking, oh, well, they're just replacing the Beats Pill Plus with the HomePod Mini. Yes, to an extent, that's a fair argument. Mm-hmm. But obviously a HomePod Mini requires to be plugged into a wall.
Yes.
And it requires Wi-Fi to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Not exactly portable.
Yeah.
It's not portable. There's
no portable. There's not a portable speaker from Apple anymore is really what this comes down to.
That's absolutely the bottom line. You know, there's a reason why it's called the HomePod, because it's part of your home and your smart home setup. It's not about being on the go, whereas the Beats pill clearly was. And I'm kind of surprised, I have to say, that they have the Beats pill Plus, I believe, came out in 2015 or something.
That seemed, it's been a while.
So it hadn't been, even if I'm slightly off on the date, it hadn't been updated for a few years, which I'm surprised about in and of itself, although it's not a product and a form factor you can change lows with, but I'm surprised there hasn't been a little overhaul.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that Apple and subsidiaries have left it in a state where they don't have this product at all and have basically conceded the ground to Sonos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the part that was curious to me, was not so much that they discontinued the one that that hasn't been updated in forever, but more that they weren't replacing it with anything. You know, it wasn't like, oh, we've got this new great thing that you could be using that we're talking about, and then quietly in the background this other one got axed. Like that's not what happened, and that's the part that's sort of weird to me, is that it's not being replaced at this point anyway. They don't have a replacement for it that's ready to go. Like, yeah, here's what's happening. We've got the shiny new one, which seems like the way those upgrades tend to go is like, we're gonna give you the new hotness. We're not going to talk about the old hotness anymore. Like, we're just going to quietly start ignoring it and making it not show up on the website anymore and stuff like that. Instead, which is weird. And in case anybody thought this was, you know, sort of like a bad sign for Beats, that's actually not the case. And we will talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. So it's January, it's, you know, first of the year, and you've probably started your new routine, or maybe you've been at least trying to get the old one to work better for you. And Thesis can help you follow through in 2022. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas that are based on nootropics and the science of those. And nootropics are basically all natural ingredients. And you take their 3-minute online quiz, and then Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas that have been customized for you based on those answers. I've tried them, and it's been super helpful with focus and motivation, and it really helps power through when you have a lot of things to do in a day. Over 60,000 busy professionals and even busier parents have used Thesis for better results, and you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off the first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO, take the quiz, you can discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis.com, takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use our URL so they know I sent you. I'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. Now, I mentioned the end of sort of, this is not the end of Beats. And part of the reason we know it's not the end of Beats is because we got new Beats Fit headphones or Beats Studio headphones very, very recently. So,
well, I think the point is, so yes, you're right. In November, the Beats Fit Pro wireless earbuds became available to order. Mm-hmm. But I think the general rule is that there has been a consistent flow of Beats earbuds and headphones, you know, forever.
None of that has slowed down. Yeah.
And it's an interesting one, because you would think something like, okay, maybe Apple got rid of the Beats Pill Plus because it was challenging the HomePod. I don't necessarily agree, but you could make that argument. Mm-hmm. But then you look at something like the Beats Studio Buds, which came out in June last year, mm-hmm. and just their wireless noise-canceling earbuds, they cost $150, basically. Work mm-hmm. with both Apple and Android devices. And, you know, a clear challenger. You could clearly see that people would save $100, buy the AirPods Pro, buy the Beats Studio Buds mm-hmm. instead of the AirPods Pro, for example. So I don't know if it's an argument of Apple like kind of chipping away at its own sales. I can't quite get my head around it, but the Beats brand is obviously very strong and continuing to produce new and popular products.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah. They're not going away, and they're solid products. Like, that's kind of the rest of the story with that, at least, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is like they continue to make those headphones and they're an alternative to some of the other ones. One of the things that I think is interesting about the Fit Pro, the Beats Fit Pro wireless earbuds, is that I know a number of people who bought them who were sort of almost mad about them because they had bought AirPods Pro and spent money on trying to get them the ear tips to fit properly and give a good seal for the noise cancellation, or even just keep those suckers in your ears, which is a thing I have a hard time with once in a while. And the Studio Buds. Yeah. And I know I'm not the only one with that, because I know a number of people who went, yeah, you know, I just decided to try these because I thought the little fin on top would hold it in my ear better. And they're perfect. And I love them. And I wish I'd had these to begin with. And they are.
Well, that is the Beats Fit Pro you're talking about, not the little buds, right?
Oh, the Fit Pro. Yeah, I knew I was going to get that.
Yeah, they have the little poopy bit at the top.
Right? Yeah, there's like a little thing on the top to help keep it sticking in your ear, and they're comfortable. They're like, the people I know who have them say that they are very comfortable and it doesn't bother, you know, the little fin on top doesn't bother their ear at all. They stay in, they're noise canceling and awesome, and do basically all the stuff that the AirPods Pro do, you know, with awesome integration, you know, with your iPhone, works on Android devices because they're just wireless headphones and all that kind of stuff. So if you are worried that you are a person who would have trouble getting AirPods Pro to stick in your ears, maybe save some money and try the Beats Fit Pro instead. That might be a good option for you. So
what's interesting though is that, you know, now Beats does not offer, basically it's just earbuds and headphones now, right?
As of now, yes.
Yeah, there's no, if you look at the Beats website, there's only headphones and earbuds.
Yeah. No speakers and at all. I mean, yes, there's a lot of competition out there in terms of portable speakers that you can attach your device to, but that, you know, like we've been saying, that's never stopped Apple before.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if maybe there is another version of the HomePod around the corner that's going to be portable.
That's sort of my hope, is that's what's happening, is that we're going to find out later when we look back, right, that this is going to be part of what, this is going to make more sense because this speaker has evaporated, but
right.
It's because we're getting a new HomePod that is more portable.
Surely, though, to my earlier point, you wouldn't call it a HomePod if it's something you're meant to take out of your home.
The HomePod Go or something. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking, I have to say. But I think it could work. I think it would work well within the Beats brand. They could, you know, it doesn't have to be called the Beats Pill anymore if that's not what the branding they want to call. They could make a new Beats true wireless, battery powered, Bluetooth running speaker.
Yeah.
And I think that would prove it a popular product. As you say, it evaporated. We suddenly realized it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And that's part of, and like I said, the thing that I sort of wonder about with that is why it already hasn't been supplanted by something, like, as far as, you know, it would make more sense if we got the new thing first and then this one went away. So I'm not sure what happened with that.
I seem to recall we've seen Apple discontinue products because something new was about to be announced, but we had leaks and rumors beforehand of it.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen any chatter about a wireless HomePod.
No, neither have I. And, you know, I don't know. It's truly baffling that they would just drop that product, because I mean it fits in perfectly with the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the other piece of it, is that there's totally a place for it. It's not like they've gotten rid of this weird product that doesn't work like it should and doesn't really do, you know, what it did when they started out with this product or whatever. And now it seems like it would make a lot of sense for them to continue to make a wireless speaker. Obviously, you know, if you go search for Bluetooth speakers on Amazon or whatever, like, you're going to find loads and loads and loads of things.
There's,
you know, yeah. And, you know, and with all different kinds of features, like, you can find great big ones that you can wheel along behind you, like a suitcase. There's waterproof ones. There's, you know, mm-hmm. I saw a waterproof one with a bottle opener the other day. Yep. You know, there's all kinds of different options available for those. So it's not like there's any lack of a market for, I want a slightly better speaker for my phone. So maybe we will find out, you know, as sometimes happens with Apple, where we look back and go, oh yeah, all of these things looked weird at the time, but now that we got to the end of the road, it all makes sense. Maybe this is going away because we're going to get the HomePod Go, or the GoPod Pro, or, you know, some ridiculous name. And then, and it's going to come in different colors because Apple can't seem to organize a color palette across product lines to save their lives. And then, right. Which is really the thing that needs to happen more than anything. Like, could it be anything like any other color that we've seen in anything else, and be something portable? And it would be super cool if Apple could find a way to take the computational audio that's in the HomePods, which makes it so that, you know, whichever way you set it up, you know, it figures out where the wall is in relation to it and gives you the sound out of the opposite side of that, you know, and optimizes for the room it's in or whatever. And if Apple could find a way to do that in a portable speaker, that would be amazing. And as a person officially in the market for a Bluetooth speaker, I would be happy to buy one of those if they can figure out how to make it work.
I've got the perfect name for it. Charlotte's going to love it. The HomePod Mini Plus.
I think Charlotte is hung up.
Oh, this was the Beats Pill Plus, wasn't it?
Yes.
I can see some, I mean, everything seems to be plus these days, and this was the Beats Pill Plus, so.
Yeah.
Maybe they just killed it because it's not a streaming service.
I wonder if they're, I wonder if they are keep saving a plus for something like a HomePod with a screen.
Oh, okay.
That might be the HomePod Plus.
Yeah, but
if you listen to the episode of Media Plus, where just before the end of the year, where I was joined by Mark Gurman of Bloomberg News, he suggested that that kind of device is on the way.
And
either that will become the new HomePod, or maybe that'll be the HomePod Plus. But
And you know, this goes back to my one serious complaint about the HomePod Mini. Even the Echo Show, you can disconnect the power cord from it.
Yes, this is a thing that I really don't like about mine.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel better that I'm not the only person that went, why did they hardwire this? That's dumb. So, okay.
Yeah. Why?
Mm-hmm. I get needing a lot of power. Maybe it takes a special USB-C cable or something. But come on. Give me C2C or something, you know?
It's a USB-C connector. You can get a PD capable USB-C cord.
Oh, I know.
Just like a meter long, which is shorter than what it has now. I think they even come shorter than that. On Amazon.
I have a couple, so yes, I know they come shorter.
Yeah, there's no good reason for that.
There's not. So yeah, I do hope we get something though, because it would be nice if there were a revision to the HomePod Mini, whether we get a portable one or they find something interesting that they can do with the ones that we have that are currently available and make an iteration on that might be cool. Maybe they'll make a slightly bigger one of the HomePod Mini, and then it would be the HomePod Mini Max, right?
I love it.
Now Charlotte is hanging up.
The HomePod Mini Max Pro Plus.
Oh, there you go. That's the one with the screen where you can watch TV Plus. The other thing that they've done an excellent job naming. Yes. before we get too ridiculous. Yes, I know it's probably too late. That's going to do it for us.
That point.
I know. I was trying. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you to Jeff and Charlotte for being here. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there. We'll be right back.